Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Mem Beis, and we will begin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Yevamos Shechotz Loi Achim B'Toich Shloisha. As we've learned yesterday in the Mishnah in the Gemara, Yibum is not supposed to be performed within the first 3 months of the death of the husband, because she may be pregnant, and if she's pregnant and has a child, then she's disqualified from Yibum, she's an Eishes Ach, and we can't know for sure, as we'll discuss later in the Shir Mitzvah Shem, until 3 months pass to see if she is or she isn't pregnant. So now, the Gemara teaches us, what about Chalitza? So as we learned in the previous Shir, the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, that since Yibum shouldn't be performed, Chalitza should also not be performed. Says the Gemara, however, if the chalitza was done within those 3 months of the death of the husband, the halacha is, you have to wait for 3 months. However, let's say the chalitza, as the Mishnah taught us, was done at the right time. They waited for 3 months after the husband died, and then chalitza was performed. So from when the chalitza is performed, ain't tzorach lahamtin gilma chadashim. You don't have to wait for 3 months. As soon as the chalitza is performed, if it's after 3 months that the husband died, this woman could go and get married to anyone. Havi, so upon analyzing what our braisa just taught us, hagimel chadashim sh'amru, where we learned that a woman should not have yibum a chalitza for 3 months, is mishas mis sabal. When do we start counting? From when the husband died. Not from when chalitza took place. Because as long as it's 3 months from when he died, she could get married. If chalitza is performed, she could get married to anyone. Ask the Gemara, why is chalitza, which we always, in our Masech, there's so many different situations, compare chalitza to get, treat here chalitza and get differently. The Rav Amar, Mishas Nesina, Bishmul Amar, Mishas Ksiva. If a husband and a wife get divorced, or tend to get divorced. So let's say the husband has the get written, and according to Shmuel, the get's not from when it's written to when it's given, it's a while. So Shmuel says we start counting from when it's written. The reason being, because from when the get is written, they're not allowed to be alone together anyway, because that's the Gemara, we learned it in this Masechta, we'll talk about it more Masechta Gittin, called get yoshin. If a husband and wife are secluded after a get is written, it becomes a disqualified get. So therefore, Shmuel says we can assume that once the get is written, they're never going to be in private. So there's no concern that she's going to become pregnant. And we can start counting from then. Rav says we always count from when the get is actually given, which is when the get is effective. And the reason the Rishonim explain Rav's position is because we could have two gittin that were given on the same day, But one was written a month before, and one was written that day. People not realizing will say, why did this woman begin counting from the date that the get was given 3 months? And this woman start counting from the date that was given only 2 months. To have uniformity, Rav says we always count from the date the get is given. But what do we see? After the get is given, we count 3 months. So shouldn't it be the same thing? Chalitza, which is similar to a get, should start that we should have to count 3 months after the chalitza. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava Kavachoyma, Issa Karis Hitarta, Issa Lav Le Kalshkeim. So where did Rishonim explain this teretz is very interesting. As we know, a woman who is married to someone's brother is a real erva, Eishasach. Under the Yibum circumstances, she becomes mutter to the husband, mutter to the brother-in-law. So let's analyze what happens. A woman's husband dies. They wait the 3 months. She has Yibum. And she's now having relations with a person who, till her husband died, was an Eishes Ach, an Issacharis. And we're saying, as long as she waited the 3 months, it's fine. If we're going to say that after Chalitza, she still has to wait 3 months, what's the worst that she could be? She could be a Shemeres Yavam. This, for someone to have relations with a Shemeres Yavam, is an Issa Lav. So as Tosfos says, Chazal were concerned, a very interesting perspective, that the gzeiros they make should not be a chuchat lula, should not be something that opens them up to mockery. Here, the woman who had Yibam, after 3 months that the husband died, she's living with a person who till today was an issakaris. And here the woman who has chalitza, and the worst that it could be is a shemeris yavim, which is a chiv lav, was saying, no, you can't get married to anyone for 3 months. That there's no sense of fairness here, and that's why Chazal did not make this gzeira. And therefore, yes, by a get, she has to wait 3 months after the get is written or delivered, and by chalitza, as long as the chalitza took place after 3 months after the death of the husband, she could get married the day after. Taisus discusses another interesting shaila. Taisus discusses the following situation. A husband died, and he left brothers who are potential yavams, and one of the brothers died. When do we start counting the 3 months? Do we start counting the 3 months from when a husband died, or we start counting 3 months from when the yavam died? So Taisus says we count 3 months from when the yavam died. The question the Truma Sedeshin discusses, which Taisus doesn't reflect on, is what will be if there's more than one brother? So yes, one brother died, but the other brother's still alive. Or let's say another situation, there are more than one brother that died, but one died before the other. When do you start counting the 3 months? From when the first one died, or from when the later one died? The Truma Sedeshin says certainly we count from when the first one died, because this is a Churma D'Rabbanan altogether. We learned further in the Mishnah, the Kain Shakal Anoshim. The halacha is that all women who get divorced or husbands died should not get remarried. This is a very important din until 3 months elapse between the death or the divorce and the next marriage. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Yavama Kedamaran. Why a Yavama is not allowed to have Yibam? We've explained it very well because we need to make sure that she's not pregnant. Why is a woman not allowed to get married till 3 months pass? Answers the Gemara. Amr of Nachman Amr Shmuel, Vashum da Amr Kro, Lias L'chala Kim, Ulazarecha Achrecha. The Yichus of Klal Yisrael is so very crucial. L'hafchem et Zara Shal Rishon, L'Zara Shal Sheni. We need to know clearly who is a child's father. So even though the husband died and she got remarried, she didn't do anything wrong, but we won't know for sure who's the child's father. Was this child born full term from the first marriage or early from the second marriage? We'll discuss that more soon. So that's why to make sure we know who Yichus is so important by Klal Yisrael, that's why we wait for 3 months that we should know for sure who is the father of this child. Masav Rava asks Rava, fine, very important concept. Lefichach, but there's a Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Gerv Giyoris, Tzrichim Lamtin Gimel Chadoshim. If there's a couple, non-Jewish couple, that are Megayir, convert together. So, we know, and there the halacha is, that after they convert, they're not allowed to have relations for 3 months. Now there's no question who the father is. So what, who was her husband before the Geiris, and he was her husband after the Geiris. So why is there halacha, even that situation, that they have to refrain from having relationships for 3 months, that we should know, was he born before the Geiris or after? Ger v'Geiris, Tzrichim l'hamtun gil m'chadoshim, hocha mai l'hafchenika. What is the reason we know who the father is? Answers the Gemara, there is a concept of afchana. Hocha nami ikka l'hafchen, the halacha is as follows. If a child is conceived before the father was Megayir himself, halachically, that person is not considered the child's father. So if we'll have a situation where a couple converts, and we don't know if the child was conceived before the conversion or after the conversion, biologically he's taka his father, but there's a halacha concept. Is he halachically his father or not? The way to know for sure is by having this period of separation between the geiris and their resuming relationship. And in fact, I saw the Mefarshim say that we have a number of areas in halacha where we see that the Torah did this. One is by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the Malachim come to Avram Avinu, and they say, Ke'es chayu l'sara ben. It'll be a year later, Sarah will be pregnant. The question is, why do we need a year? It takes 9 months to have a baby. The answer is, that was the moment that Avraham Avinu became a Jew. So first we needed 3 months of Havchana. Then Mary Emma says this. We needed 3 months of Havchana, and then she got pregnant for 9 months. The same we find that Matan Torah took place 3 months after they left Mitzrayim. Because the moment that they left Mitzrayim in Nisan. Nisan Iyar Sivan. So they, from when they stopped working in Mitzrayim, was 3 months. The same concept, to separate from when they became the Jewish people, and they received the Torah, and had this 3 months of Avchana. Tosfos interestingly makes a comment. From here we see, because Tosfos says this is a discussion, that a couple who converts together, if they were married as non-Jews, they can remain married as Jews. Which is a shaila, if that's permissible. We know that halacha is permissible. Although I did see Paiskim that say as follows. If you have a couple that were non-Jewish, and together they decided to convert and become Jewish, Taisha says, and the Gemara is very obvious, they can remain married. They have to have this 3 month separation period, but they can remain married. But there are Paiskim that suggest that let's say you had a couple, and one of them decided to become Jewish, and the other one not. There may be an issue not to accept the geirus of the second partner. Because there is a concern that the reason that the second partner is becoming a geir is only because he wants to be able to be married to his original or her original spouse. So if we allow him to remain married, there's a concern that the geirus wasn't authentic. Again, that's not for this shiur to paskin. Rav Amar. Rav says the reason we need havchana, we need this 3 month separation by every person. And we're going to explain the Gemara the way Rashi explains the Gemara. The person we have here again, we have a woman who was married to Reuven. And that marriage terminated. Death, divorce, doesn't really make a difference. And then if she'll get married to another man within 3 months, and we don't know who the father is, she will say, and he will think the child, that the second husband is the father. And the Rishonim explained that Rashi takes the perception that everybody, that since this is the person that she's now marrying, she's going to want that the child should be from her current spouse. So she's going to think that the person, she's now going to think that the second husband is her husband. The first husband had a daughter, and he's going to, this child that's born is going to think that he's allowed to marry that woman, because it's not his relative. The first man wasn't his father, but actually he might have been, and the girl born to that man is his sister. He's not going to marry her. Or there's going to be a situation, v'yivam eishes achav me'imai. Again, this woman marries the second husband, and that second husband has another son, so and he dies without children. So now this person thinks it's his brother, because he thinks he's born to the second man, when actually he's not his brother. So if it's his brother, and his brother dies without children, as we've been learning, there's a mitzvah of yibam. If it's not his brother, and it's only a maternal brother, not a paternal brother, there's an issa eishes ach. Or, v'yoytzei es imay l'shuk. What's going to happen is he thinks that he's a child of the second husband. He's the only child that they had. So his mother, if he's not a child, is obligated to have yibam. But people are going to assume that he thinks he's his child, and he's going to make that his mother should not require yibam, when she indeed does require yibam, or this v'yiftar as yivim teilushok. Here it's just the opposite situation, where they're going to assume that he's a child, and they're going to assume he's a child of the second, not a child of the first, and the child, and then what's going to happen is that the first wife, there's a sister, there's a brother from the first wife who really requires yibam, but thinks that he has no brother, and therefore we're going to end up in a situation that a person who requires yibam will not get yibam. So that's why Chazal required this havchana. Ask the Gemara, Moser of Chananya, Ask Rav Chananya, it says in a braisa, in discussing this havchana, b'kulani karben b'shetakonis erva. Whenever the Mishnah, many times we've learned Mishnayis and Brises, and Be'ezer Hashem will continue learning such Mishnayis and Brises, that the Torah tells us a woman should not have Yibam. Why? Because there's a concern that this woman may be an Erva. V'kan, And here when Chazal taught us in the Mishnah and the Brises that we're learning that the husband and wife should not have relations, a woman should not have relations with another man until 3 months pass, Mishum Takonis Vlad, we're worried about the child. Ask the Gemara, according to the explanation that Rava just gave us, in Isa, if Rav is correct, then the concern is about Erva here too, as we just described, all of these situations. Kul Mishum Takonis Erva. The child also may end up in a relationship that's wrong, or may not create a relationship that's supposed to happen. And answers the Gemara, Hai Maim Mishum Takonis Ever, to Loi Lifka Behu Erva. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is as follows. When a woman who is not supposed to have Yibam has Yibam, so she herself is doing an Aveira of Erva. When we're dealing with a child, yes, it could lead to a situation of Erva. But the birth of the child is not the Erva. It could only lead to it. That's why the Brisa uses two terminologies. About the woman herself, who may end up in a wrong relationship, that is actually a situation of Erva. The child is not actually a situation of Erva. It only can lead to a situation of Erva, and that's why it's not called Takanas Erva. Bishlama, so now the Gemara, the next piece of Gemara, is going to try to figure out why do we need 3 months. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, Tamtim Beis Chadoshim V'tinasei Loi. To wait 2 months and then get married would not be acceptable. And we need to say one word of introduction to our Gemara. In the time of Chazal, this was a medical assumption that a child could be born to 7 months, we'll see even maybe less than 7 months, or a child could go full term to 9 months. But children who were born to 8 months never survived. So now, if she'll get married after 2 months, after her husband died or divorced her, then it's faker. So now, she'll have a child 7 months later. And we don't know who this child is. Iba Tishlakama, 2 + 7 = 9. Is he a full-term child to the first husband? Iba Shivala Basra, or is he a 7-month child to the second husband? Since as we learned at the beginning of the year, we need to know who the father is, certainly by Yavama, but really, as we explained, we always need to know. That's why we can't allow for 2 months to elapse before she gets remarried. But ask the Gemara, why does she have to wait 3 months? Ela tamtim chodesh echad v'tinasei. Let her get married after 1 month. And let's understand. Ela shivi yolda. If she has a baby 7 months later, hai bar shivi l'basruhu. Because what could be the two options? If she has a baby 7 months later, and she waited a month before from when her marriage elapsed. So either this child is 7 months from the second husband, or 8 months from the first husband. But didn't we just say that 8 months never survives? So there's no 8 month option. So, let's see. El tamtim chodeshech v'tinasei. V'liyol shivi yolda. If she has a child 7 months later, it must be haibash shevel abasra. It must be that he is a child that was born after 7 months to the second husband. If, on the other hand, l'tamna yolda, if she has a child 8 months later, so 8 + the month of separation = 9, Ela tamna yolda, hai ba tisha l'kamahu. We'll know for sure that he's the first husband's child. Or now the Gemara gives another option. Let's say she'll have a child 8 months later. Inami l'tamna yolda, if she'll have a child 8 months later, ikla meimer the basru. He must be the second one's child, because 8 + the 1 month that took from when she ended her previous marriage to start this marriage is 9. It must be the second husband's. So what's the reason that we need to wait 3 months? Let her get married after 1 month. Answers the Gemara. Dilma ishtah chodesh achad v'eaber. Says the Gemara, very simple teretz. We're assuming that she got pregnant the last day of her marriage. So if she got pregnant the last day of the marriage, it either could be 7 or 9. It can't be anything else. Maybe she got pregnant a month before. So, and it's 9, so you have a month that she was pregnant before the marriage terminated. A month in between, plus 7 months. So now we don't know, is it 9 from the first husband, or 7 from the second husband? So that's why this option doesn't work. So ask the Gemara, fine, 1 month doesn't work, 2 months doesn't work. But why do I need 3 months? Why can't the best be v'tampim shnei chadashim or mechza v'tinasei? Why isn't 2.5 months unknown enough? And let's again figure it out. Dila shiva yalda, if she'll have a baby 7 months after she marries the second husband, hai ba shiva labasra. Because why? Because there was 2.5 plus 7 is 9.5. It doesn't take 9.5 months to have a baby. V lishito palga yalda, if she has a baby 6.5 months later, so it's 6.5 plus 2.5 is 9, so she's certainly from the first husband. Hai ba shito palga, di ba basruhu, vi lishito palga yalda, hai ba tish lakamuhu. If she has a baby 6.5 months later, he must be from the first husband. Di ba basruhu, because why do you want to say that he's the second one's child, and the baby was born 6.5 months after conception? Bashita upalga lechai. A 6.5 month child can't live. Inami, says the Gemara, it's not true. Bashita palga yolda, iklamein with the basrahu. You could say they can't survive. Dama mazatra. A fila manda omer, a coin to mandam that holds, you let us latest any you let us limit time, that a child that goes full term, goes all the way full term to 9 months, you let us lazayin, you let us limit time. A child that's born not full term can be born after 6.5. So now we're back to where we started. We're going to have the child born 6.5 months after the second marriage. And it could be that it's 9 months from the first marriage. 6.5 plus 2.5 equals 9. Or it could be that the child was born after 6.5. Are you saying that a child doesn't survive if he's born after 6.5? Says the Gemara, it's not true. A child can't survive after 6.5 months, being born after 6.5 months. What's the raya that a child could survive even if he was just born 6.5 months after conception? Because the Pasuk says when Shmuel was born, Vayihilat Kufas Hayomim, Pasuk says Shmuel was born to Penina, the wife of Elkanah, great miracle. She was an Akara for many years. He was born with Kufas Hayomim. Tkufas means seasons. We know there are 4 seasons in the year. So how long is every season? 3 months. Mi'at kufis beis is 6 months. When the pasuk uses the words yamim, it means 2 days. Mi'at yamim beis. So we see that a child can be born after less than 6.5 months. So if this child will be born after 6.5 months from the second marriage, we still will not know who is the true father. I interestingly actually saw that the Chasam Sofer says that it's tzaddikim that are born so early, as the Pasuk is talking about Shmuel, actually. Why? He says, the truth is, for a person to come out to this world is not so great. We know that the Gemara says that a child in his mother's womb has a malach that teaches him Kala Tairakula. When a child is born, he gets a Yetzahara. So nobody should be in a rush to come. Only a tzaddik, who is going to do the right thing when he's in this world, be Oyved Hashem, and learn Torah anyway, he comes early, as Shmuel, who was a tzaddik, came early. Ask the Gemara, v'tamta mashu v'tinasei. Ask the Gemara, why can't she get married immediately after her husband dies or divorces her? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what does immediately mean? Tosfos says it means 3 days, because we need to see, because it takes up to 3 days, Zerah can impregnate a woman. So we need to give a separation between the first husband and the second husband, but you don't have to wait 3 days. Or, Rashi says we need more. Now first explain why do we need more, because if the husband died, she's an avelis, so she can't get married until she finishes Shiva. But why do we have to wait so long? And what should we do? We could do it in a test. V'chimol ha-shloshe kadoshim levatka. So as the Rishonim explained, they had a way of testing if a woman was pregnant. How did they do it? They could test by the breast. There was a certain way, because when a woman becomes pregnant, after 3 months, the milk starts coming in. So we should test her, and we'll see when the 3 months are, and then we can figure out who made her pregnant. Amrav Safra, ein baitkenes nesuos. Even though we could theoretically do this, it's inappropriate. Shloyes ganu abaleya. This test involves touching intimate areas of the woman, and that would be very uncomfortable for the husband. So even though theoretically we have a way that she should be able to get married right away and then ascertain who the father of the child is through doing this examination, it's an examination that we don't want to do. Ask the Gemara, there's a different type of examination that is not so invasive. A woman, as she becomes, when she's 3 months of pregnancy, her steps become heavier. So let her walk in sin, and we'll see if she's pregnant. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav and Bachama, Isha mechapa atzma, kidei shiyirish b'na b'nechse bala. As we said earlier in the shir, the woman really wants that the child should be considered the second husband's child. Makes all the sense in the world. This test, a test when we check the breast, is a test that she can't manipulate. But a test of walking, a woman could always make her steps heavier or lighter. So therefore, this is not considered a conclusive test to rely on. And since she has an interest that this child should be labeled the child of the second husband, not the child of the first husband, we can't rely on this test. Ask the Gemara, this is where we don't know she's pregnant. How about if we know that she's for sure pregnant? Nowadays, we can know right away that a woman is pregnant. Why is the halacha that she can't get married? We know for sure that's the first husband's child. Ask the Gemara, Heicha the Kimlon the Muberesi Tanase. When we know for sure that she's pregnant and there's no question to the paternity, why is still the halacha that she's not allowed to get married for 3 months? Allah Matanya, what does the Braisa teach us? La Yisa Adam Muberes Chaveroi, Umenakis Chaveroi. A person not allowed to get married to a woman who's pregnant or nursing. V'mnasan, even if he does get married to such a woman, the halacha is Yoytzi V'layach Salamis. Answers the Gemara Gzeresh Matas Resandal. If she's going to marry a second husband, we're concerned that when he has relations with her, he's going to harm the child that she's carrying. Ask the Gemara if there's a concern that a husband with having a relation with a wife could damage the child that she's carrying, so then why are we worried about the second husband? Every man should not be allowed to have relations with his wife if there's a concern that's going to damage, with a pregnant wife, there's a concern that's going to hurt the fetus. What's the answer? A Gemara that we learned earlier. There's one mandam that says that a pregnant woman should have relations with some sort of absorbent wad that will protect her. The other mandam said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches. So just like a husband has relations with a pregnant wife based on this, so the second husband is the protection, so let the second husband use a moich. And if we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches pregnant women, so just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches her from the first husband, the second husband, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect her also. Ask the Gemara Am Shum Dachsa. The concern is that during having relations, he may put pressure on her, which will harm the fetus. Says the Gemara, if that's a concern, Ihachi Didei Nami. So she shouldn't be allowed to have relations even with the child's father. Why are we not concerned that he's going to damage the fetus? Answers the Gemara, Didei Chayisalei. He's going to be careful not to hurt her if she's pregnant. Says the Gemara, Hach Nami Chayisalei. So second husband is not going to hurt his wife's fetus. Answers the Gemara, a different answer. El Stam Muberes Lamneka Kaiman. A woman who's pregnant is going to have a child, and the child is ultimately going to nurse from her. The Dilma Mi'abra, or Makra Chalba, the Kotlalei. The concern here is an entirely different concern. If a woman who's nursing gets married, she may get pregnant while she's nursing, and a woman who's nursing and gets pregnant, her milk, she loses her milk, and she won't have food to provide to her child. That's why we have to wait until the nursing time is over. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi Didei Nami. So then, why is any woman allowed to get pregnant during the time that she's nursing? Isn't there concern that she'll get pregnant and the child won't have to eat? Answers the Gemara, the day Misasmalei Mebein V'Cholof. If someone is married to a husband, and she's taken nursing the child, and she gets pregnant, and she has no longer milk to nurse, so they'll supplement. Nowadays we have formula, then they gave eggs and milk. But so ask the Gemara, the day Nami misasal b'beim kolov. So soyim too with the second husband. She gets married to the second husband, so the second husband will supplement. Answers the Gemara, lo yavle. He won't give her. He's not going to support somebody else's child. Ask the Gemara, correct. What's the concern? That she's in the middle of nursing her child, she'll become pregnant, loses her milk, and doesn't have what to give the child, and the second husband has no responsibility to this child. But ask the Gemara, so she should go back to the estate of her first husband and ask, you left the child, and I'm pregnant, so I can't nurse him, so you should support it. Answers the Gemara, Amr Abaya, Isha Boy should love Lebesdin. A woman is embarrassed to go to Besdin to ask for money from the first estate. So the second husband's not supporting because it's not my child. The first estate, she's embarrassed to ask for Regis Espinal. Say the Rishonim, based on this Gemara, what's the concern here? That her first husband died, left this child, who has now no means of support. That's if the husband died. But what happens if the husband got divorced her? She's not embarrassed to go to Bezdin with a husband that she divorced. So perhaps, when is there a halacha that a woman is not allowed to get married if she's nursing for 24 months? We'll discuss the 24 months in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Only when she became an almana. But if she became a grusha, that she's not embarrassed to ask for the support, there she's allowed to get married even if she's nursing. And that's what some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say that the Gemara doesn't make this difference. We can't make this difference. And no woman who's nursing is allowed to wait, is allowed to get married until 24 months after she started nursing. The Rajvis seems to make a compromise. The Rajvis says it depends if the child is already accustomed to nursing from her. If the child is already accustomed to nursing from her, so we're concerned he's not going to want to nurse from anyone else. So even if they got divorced, she can't get married for 24 months. If the child has not yet become accustomed to nursing, and it was a divorce situation, she may get married within 24 months. Again, what I'm going to say now is not la'aloch l'mais, I'm just going to quote some of the shittas that I saw in the Paiskim. Some Paiskim say that let's say a woman had a child, and she was married to her first husband, and she stopped nursing, she's not a nursing mother. Then, even though it's within 24 months from when the child was born, if she gets divorced or her husband dies, she will be allowed to marry a second husband because she's not nursing anyway. Or similarly, the Chacham Tzvi says, let's say she's under doctor's orders that she's not a nurse. So there, this din of 24 months doesn't apply. There's a very, very interesting shita from Shlomo Kluger. And again, I don't want to say this la'aloch l'maisa. Shlomo Kluger says in his time, there was no one that ever nursed for more than 18 months. And since no one nursed for more than 18 months, the halacha that Agmar says you have to wait for 24 months is not relevant, and you only have to wait 18 months. Ramosha quotes Rosh Shlomo Kluger, and he's baffled by what Rosh Shlomo Kluger says. Agmar says 24 months, how can we change what the Gemara says? Although Ramosha says, under very unique circumstances, and again, it's not in this year where we're going to present this psak, you can maybe be mekel after 21 months. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Echz Pesulis v'Echz Pe'ulis, it makes no difference if the woman after her marriage is still a Pesula, has to wait the 3 months. So the Mishnah said, Echz Pesulis, Echz Pe'ulis, Echz Arusas, Echz Nesuas. Ask the Gemara, Hayni Pesulis v'Hayni Arusas, who's a Pesula, who's Arusa, Hayni Pe'ulis, Hayni Nesuas. Isn't it all a redundancy? Answers the Gemara, this is the way we have to understand the Mishnah. Armi Yudah HaChikama, Echz Pesulis v'Echz Pe'ulis, it makes a difference if the woman is still a virgin or not. Shnas Amul or Shnas Garshu. It makes no difference if it was that the marriage ended with death or because of a divorce. And it does make a difference if the first marriage was an Erisin or Nesuin. Under all circumstances, the halacha is that you have to wait 3 months before getting married to a second husband for the reason that we learned in Amun Aleph. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lozor loy ol lebei midrasha. Rabbi Lozor did not come to yeshiva. Ashkechei the Rabbi Asi. And he met Rabbi Asi. Amalei, may Amar about him about Midrasha. He didn't want to miss the shir. He said, what did they learn today? Amalei, halacha krebi, Amalei, hacham rabbi yachanan, halacha krebi yaisi. As we learned in the Mishnah presented three shitas. The Tanakhama, who we just quoted, says, makes no difference what, when, or where. Everyone has to wait 3 months. Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yaisi started making conditions. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi said that if the first marriage was only erusin, so there's no concern that she's pregnant, she could get married right away. Furthermore, what is she not allowed to do in the second marriage? She's not allowed to have nesuin, because there they could have a child and we won't know who the father is. But if they're only going to have erusin, so not going to have relations anyway, that you could have even within less than 3 months. Rabbi Yossi actually concurred with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi just added one knech. He added a knech that an almana, and we'll discuss this more again tomorrow, Shir, has to wait 30 days before she gets married. Not because we don't know who the father is, an almana min erusin. She's not allowed to get married for 30 days because she's an avelus. So a woman in avelus is not allowed to get married, has to wait for 30 days for the shloshim to end. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan taught us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Actually, the Rishonim say, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda aren't really fundamentally arguing. So why does the Gemara say halacha Rabbi Yossi? Why does the Gemara say halacha Rabbi Yehuda? So the Mefarshim answer, because why is the halacha like Rabbi Yossi? Because all over Shas, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi nemukai imai. Rabbi Yossi's reasoning was always very sound. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that the reason we pass him like Rabbi Yossi is because nemukai imai. But if we're passing like Rabbi Yossi, and this is going to be the basis of the Gemara that we're going to learn now, is because obviously the Gemara holds that the Tana Kama represents the Shita of also only one Tana. Because if he represents the Rabbanon, how can we pass him like Rabbi Yossi, a Yochid, against the Rabbanon who are Rabbim? We know Yochid Rabbim, Aloch Rabbim. Mechlal, says the Gemara, the Yechidah Apologla, that the Tana Kama must represent the Shita of a Yochid. Says the Gemara, in, yes. Vatanyan, I'll prove to you that the first sheet of the Tana Kama is not the Rabbanon, it's just the sheet of a Yochid Rameya, because it says in a Braisa, Harei Shaisa Dufu Leil Chabesavia. You have a woman, she's married, but she's by her father's home. Or Shaila Kasba Beisbala. Or she isn't getting along with her husband, so they're obviously not having relations. Or Shaila Bala Chavish Beisasurin. Her husband was in jail, so they obviously couldn't be intimate. Her husband was unable to have relations. Or she was unable to have a child. After her husband died, she miscarried. So obviously she's not pregnant anymore. Or it's a woman who's an akara. There's a number of pshatim what akara is. One pshat is that she was married 3 times and never had children. Another pshat akara is that we know physically she's missing a womb. So all these women, there's no concern that she's pregnant when the first marriage terminated, because it's impossible that she should be pregnant. Still, Rameya says that you have to wait 3 months. Because as we learned the Tanakam Mishnah, we don't analyze the specific case. Under all case circumstances, you have to wait 3 months. Who the matter? Lenaris or Lenas Miyad. He says, you have to look at the circumstances. Given the circumstances that we just articulated, where there is no possibility that this woman should be pregnant, there's no reason to wait the 3 months. So what do we see? The machloikis of the Tanakhama versus Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda Va'a Mishnah is actually a machloikis of Rameyer versus Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So since Rameyer is a Yochid, Rabbi Yochanan has every right to paskin like Rabbi Yossi, a Yochid, versus Rameya, Yochid. Amr Rav Chiya bar Abba, but then Rav Chiya bar Abba said, Chos bar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan retracted. And he says that the Shita of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah does not represent just Shitas Rameya, which is a Shitas Yochid, actually represents a Shita of the Rabbanu, which is a Shitas Rabbim. Says the Gemara, what caused Rabbi Yochanan to change his mind, and all of a sudden now to believe that the sheet of the Tanakhama of the Mishnah represents the Shita of a Rabbim? Om Rabbi Yosef, I Hadabay, what caused him to change his mind in the Snisa of the Kama Hadabay? It's from a Braisa that was taught in Kerem B'Yavna. The Tanya Om Rabbi Shmuel ben Noyesh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Shemati Memechi Chachomim B'Kerem B'Yavna. I heard from the Chachomim in Kerem B'Yavna. Why was it called Kerem B'Yavna? We know that Yavna is the place that after Yerushalayim was destroyed, the Talmid Chachamim went to Golos in Yavna, and they used to sit in rows, like a Kerem, like a vineyard. Kulam tzrichim lahamtid shalosh chadashim. All women, no matter what the circumstances were, have to wait 3 months after the first marriage ends. And this is not just the shita of one Rameya, it's the shita of the Chachamim. So even though Rabbi Yossi may make a lot of sense, yochid v'rabim, halach k'rabim. Amalei Rabbi Yimri l'Rabbi Zeika, ke'ailis l'kamed Rabbi Avuah, when you come to Rabbi Avuah, Romalei, ask him, mi amar Rabbi Yochanan halach k'Rabbi Yossi, how could you say Rabbi Yochanan holds that the halach is like Rabbi Yossi? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, we have a rule that Rabbi Yochanan says throughout Shas, halach k'stam Mishnah, we always follow a stam Mishnah, and here we have a stam Mishnah, that all women have to wait 3 months. V'tnan, we just learned, kol anoshim, lo yinosu v'lo yinuchtsarsu, ad shehem, shloish chadoshim, achas pesulis, v'achas abu'ulis. So how can we even have a havamina not to paskin this way? It's a stam Mishnah. Omelet, so he responded to him, the romaloch, the person who asked you this question, l'chosh l'kimche. He didn't care. Kimche really means flower. So usually the way this is explained when we have this wording in Shas, it means is the person what he said really didn't make sense. It's like the psoilus of the flower, which is not really very valuable. I saw another beautiful pshat. To get flour, how do you get flour? You have to grain, you have to grind the grain. L'chosh l'kimche, this person didn't apply himself properly to learning Torah. Because a person would think and analyze it, and harva, he would realize that the question that he's asking is not a good question. And that's how the Mefarshim explain, it says in Pirkei Avos, Im ein kemach ein Torah. Im ein kemach, if you don't apply yourself, you don't grind, you have to harva. Im ein kemach ein Torah, you're not going to understand the shir. Stam v'achkach machloikasi. Here we have a situation, yes, there is a stam Mishnah, the Paskins, that all women have to wait 3 months. But we also have afterwards a machloikis. Then awacha k'stam. Then we don't have the rule that we follow a stam Mishnah. Dharma papa vitem Rabbi Yochanan. And this is an important gemara because it teaches us which Mishnahs we follow, which halacha we follow and which we don't. If we have a situation in a Mishnah, or a Mishnayis, and Rashi says it has to be in the same Masechta or in the same Seder. The first we have a machloikis. Vakach stam, halach k'stam. And the reason makes a lot of sense. First, Rebbe quoted the machloikis, and then by then saying stam, he's saying, I told you the machloikis, but this is the halacha. But if you have an opposite situation, stam v'akach machloikis, first you have the Mishnah says a stam din, and then afterwards the Mishnah says a machloikis. So what is Rebbe really telling us? Don't take the stam as the halacha, because I'm quoting a machloikis afterwards. What happened in our Mishnah? Yes, first, Rebbe quoted that the din is that all women have to wait 3 months. But then he quoted Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, who disagree. So it's a situation of stam v'achkach machloikis. That's why it's not considered a stam Mishnah. And the only reason we say that the halacha is that all women have to wait 3 months is only because we have that braisa from Karen B'Yavna that says it's the sheet of the Rabbanan. So it stays in the situation of Yochav v'Rabim, that the halacha k'rabim, that you always have to wait 3 months.